Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is Q and Gay number 21.
You knew it.
Which means 210 episodes.
Crazy.
Of absolute fuckery, tomfoolery, clownery.
You're stressing me out because you're looking at our tech.
I was looking at our tech because I didn't set it to time. It's set to, like, I don't know what that means, like decibels or something.
How many beats we've
We're how many BPMs, but, you know, that's fine. I clocked
episode
the time.
Episode 210 and we're just...
we're just full tech.
Switching things up.
We're so techie now at 210. Mm-hmm. We're just like, I don't really even understand time anymore. It's only BPMs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's how my brain always works. Yeah. Because as a performer and an artist, that's kind of how it is.
It's not beats per minute. It's Brie insults per minute. And I would say I'm pretty high in the BPM.
Okay. Do you have any housekeeping?
Oh, I do.
Oh, please.
I do have some housekeeping.
Let me get my beer for this. Hold on. The patrons can see my beer. The patrons can see that I'm drinking beer.
Oh.
This is very exciting for people that aren't patrons because... if you were a patron, you could watch this episode on video and then you'd be able to see my beer.
Is that how you sold it?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing these days?
Well, I don't have a funky hairstyle today, so.
You have a hat though.
Hat week.
For one of us.
If you want to become a patron and get all the episodes on video for the folks that like to watch podcasts, you can click the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast.
And new angle. New angle just dropped.
Yeah. New. Let us know, patrons, on the patron only Discord if you like the new angle. Okay.
Is it higher? Is it lower?
Who knows?
Only the patrons will know.
Yeah, they only know.
It's just buttholes only.
It's a new angle. Yeah. It's just us from
we're
behind
just sitting
bent
on
over.
The camera. I do have some housekeeping.
Okay.
And the housekeeping I have is very interesting and it spawned a lot of conversations in my life recently.
Oh, love. Okay.
And I told you on the weekend that I was having this conversation on our way back to my place after we went to a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, everybody shut up. You can't tell Brie about this.
Oh,
because
yes!
I wanted your live.
Oh my gosh.
This makes it sound really interesting, but it's more shocking than anything.
I literally came into Sean's place because we went in separate cars from the brewery and they were all talking about it. And then I said to Sean, well, just tell me. He's like, I can't until we record.
I need it to be raw and real.
Okay.
It's not very interesting, but it made me look much more poorly at our friends.
Mm.
So, and that's, I don't have a great view of them to begin with. So,
wow. Okay.
So I was watching a movie the other day.
Okay.
And we finished the movie and we were driving home. I was being driven by my friend Robert. And I was in the car with Robert and his husband, my other friend, Will.
Okay.
And we were leaving the movie theater and it was in Park Royal, if you know.
Yeah.
And we were driving and there's a right-hand turn.
Okay.
A right-hand lane that you can turn, but you can't turn right on the red.
Okay.
So I could tell that there was like three cars ahead of us.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell that the one at the beginning of the line had started to turn right on the red and realized I can't turn right on this red.
Okay.
So I'm going to kick this bitch in reverse. I'm going to get out of the way of the buses and everything. Then I'm going to go on the green.
Okay.
And I said, I wonder if that car realizes that they're still in reverse. Because I've seen it before where somebody forgets to put themselves back in drive.
And then they just boot it.
They see the green, they get excited, and they just, you know, reverse.
Someone's opposite. They rear their end into someone's front.
Same.
Okay.
Been there.
Haven't we all?
Yeah. So I go, I wonder if they realize that they're still in reverse. Like this could be a huge mishap. You know?
Yeah, you're thinking about the safety. Okay, yeah.
And Robert, who is driving behind the wheel, goes, how do you know? And I go, what do you mean? How do I know?
Yeah.
And he goes, how do you know that that car is still in reverse? And I said, the reverse lights are on. And he goes, what are those?
No, what the fuck is a reverse light?
Shut the fuck up. This is exactly what...
There's a reverse light?
So I'm so concerned for everybody on the roads. So I'm telling Dana
this.
What? So me and Will are like flabbergasted. We're the entire 15 minute ride home were like, you fucking idiot.
Okay.
What do the other lights on cars mean? I'm losing my shit.
Uh-huh.
So then at the brewery on our way home, I'm telling Dana this story. And Dana goes, but what are reverse lights? And I go, what are you talking about? And now you also don't. We need to make a poll on Instagram because I am so absolutely mind blown that people are allowed on the road and don't know that reverse lights are a thing.
I genuinely have no clue what you're talking about.
When a car is reversing, there are white lights, two white lights on the back of a
what?
Car that turn on. Are you pranking me?
No,
none of you should have a license.
I've never heard of this in my life.
When a car is reversed, like as soon as you put your car in reverse,
where are the lights on the back of the car?
Usually they're like in between the signals.
Okay.
And on newer cars, they're like at the bottom, but they're white, always white, not like cream, anything, always clear white lights.
Okay.
And they come on as soon as your car is in reverse. Literally every car since like probably like the 60s, I would say, has reverse lights. So I was like, how do you know when you're in a grocery store how a car, like which car is going to be reversing? And both of them said, the one that's moving backwards.
Yeah, that's me too.
You should be able to tell that a car is trying to reverse and be able to avoid them without even them having to move
backwards.
Hear
me out though. I know about brake lights. That's a different thing.
Totally different.
Because to me, when I'm in a grocery store parking lot and I'm driving around, if someone, you know, when you turn your car on, you have your foot on the brake. So then their brake lights will come on. And but I'm like, they're getting ready to go.
Or they could have just pulled in. Or they could just be putting their foot on the brake.
I don't know that it's reversing until it starts moving.
There are reverse lights on every car. They're white lights.
This has changed my whole life. No, I'm not exaggerating when I say, like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I've never even heard of this.
Like
I've never noticed it. I was
telling my parents about this and they were like absolutely fucking floored. They were like concerned
that your friends didn't know.
They were just concerned to get on the roads ever again. And I said that two out of maybe I've talked to 10 people about this. Two out of 10 people seems like way too high of a percentage to not know. Now it's 3 out of 11. It's not looking good.
I need
for
to start
streets.
Asking people about this.
No, I think we need to make a poll before this episode goes up.
Okay.
That's how do you know a car is reversing?
On our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, right after we finish recording, I am going to put on, is it a question? Like, how do we know a car is reversing? Or should I say,
I think it has to be a question. Cause if we say reverse lights, people are going to be like, what the fuck are those? Or like, of course, reverse lights.
But we could say, did you know about reverse lights? We'll put up the poll and we'll see and we'll post the results.
So if you're listening to this and you're also fearing for your life, go look at the poll and either feel worse or feel better.
I don't remember. They didn't teach us about this.
I'm sure they did.
No, but I've never even like, it didn't even like, it's not like I'm like, oh, right, I forgot about that or something. I've never heard about this in my life.
So what did you think like when a car is reversing? Like
it's moving backwards.
But why did you think they had different lights on now?
I never noticed that it's different lights.
I was laughing because I'm like, I would just love to have somebody that was responsible for this like law switch to hear this conversation and be like,
no one knows about them.
Nobody knows all that hard work we put into fucking reverse lights.
Well, fuck.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked at myself. I feel embarrassed.
I want to know if Julia... No.
Okay, I will ask her tonight. I'll be like, how do you know when a car is reversing?
Yeah.
I guarantee, I feel it in my bones she's going to say moving backwards.
She's like a car girl, but she's also pretty stupid. Yeah. So fair. I'm like, I don't know which one's going to win.
She's
the
a toss
stupidity
up.
Or the,
she's a toss up for sure. That's very true. Okay, I have housekeeping too.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you going to teach me about something? Probably not.
Is fun because we had someone send something in.
Oh my god, what?
Yes.
Wait, how?
Well, the secret's safe with me. But
Oh my God, this is so disclose. Fun.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so someone said, Brie and Sean, just wanted to make these for you as a thank you for taking time out of your busy lives to make such a delightfully entertaining podcast. I genuinely look forward to listening each week. I wish you both luck on your new exciting endeavors, Sean at your new job, and Brie with your movie. All the best, Melissa.
Oh my God.
So thank you, Melissa. Anyone who's watching on Patreon.
Wait, that's the sweetest thing ever.
Melissa's a patron as well. Melissa's literally the goat. Love, Melissa. And anyone watching on Patreon will get to see this. She sent
Do you know what this
cool
is?
Thing. Yeah, I know what it is.
Oh my God.
Well, why don't you do this? Why don't you just reach in and pull one out?
I feel like I'm on that game. Like
it's like a live hamster. Yeah. What? How fucking cool is that?
Oh my God.
So she made us 3D printed keychains.
Oh my God. I also talk. And they're so good.
Sorry, I'm doing the influencer thing to the patrons so they can see.
Oh my God, yeah.
You gotta hold up the hand. Fuck, this is fucking up big time. Help, help.
Is that helping?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. One says the Gayverhood with the same little symbol that we have on our merch, linked in bio at I Can Explain Podcast. And then one says, I can explain.
Oh my God. Yeah, get the hand up there.
Yeah, fuck. There we got it.
Wow, these are amazing. Aren't I also these so talk fucking about cool? Not understanding things. 3D printers.
What the fuck is going on there?
What the who?
I know. So is this not the coolest fucking thing you've ever seen?
Oh my God, they're like bendy kind of too.
Yeah, like they're so cool. So I think there's like a few of each. There's a few of the Gayverhood and a few of I Can Explain. So obviously we're each gonna want one, and then maybe we can chat about doing like a fun little giveaway or something.
Yeah. Wow, I'm
on Instagram.
Obsessed with these.
With giving some folks some keychains. Like, some like literally, well, not one of a kind, but I guess one of eight of a kind.
I hope they have a business because these are like top tier quality.
Right? They're so these fucking nice. I'm like, they should do this as like a biz.
I feel like sometimes you see 3D printed things and like the little threads go together and stuff. These are like real slay.
No, this is like the coolest fucking thing ever, and it looks so legit.
Wow.
So yeah, we'll post them on our story on Instagram and maybe do some sort of a little giveaway on Instagram.
Oh my God,
somehow.
Thank you, Melissa. That
but
is
yeah,
actually
thank you
the sweetest
so much.
Thing
Isn't
ever.
Isn't that so sweet? That made my entire life. So wow. I wanted to share it with you on camera because I thought it was so cute and so fun and fresh. So that's my housekeeping.
It also kind of reminds me of like, you know, when you see people and they like post fan art that they got and it's like really bad.
Oh yeah.
That was literally like the most amazing thing ever.
High quality, like cool. I'm actually going to put it on my keys. Like awesome.
I'm not like, oh my God, thanks for the drawing of me.
No, it's so true. Sometimes you get something and you're like, is that what you think I look like?
I'm like, is that what I look like? Like,
yeah, it's true. Yeah, it is
it's
what we look
times,
like.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, if anyone wants to like make fan art for us, I'm an egotistical bitch. So if you do that, I will 100% post it on I Can Explain Podcast.
Yeah.
Please do.
We did get
someone,
a really good
someone
fan
made
art.
We got a really good one. We
got, you
got a few.
A furry one.
I got a furry one. Someone made me into a furry, which was pretty sick. But yeah, any fan art is greatly appreciated and will be reposted on I Can Explain Podcast Instagram. Yeah, so that's my housekeeping.
That was the best housekeeping ever.
I know, it's the coolest ever. Usually you have to listen to me
complain
talk
about
some
or
bullshit.
Like talk about
yeah.
some sad story.
I know, and instead you get to like this cool gift from Melissa. So thank you,
oh
Melissa.
My God, thank you so much.
That literally made my life.
Wow.
And as we know, I'm mentally ill, so that means a lot. any little, you know, smidgen of happiness in my day, and that was more than a smidgen, it was a
that
whole
was like two smidgens
whole parade, so really appreciate it. So what are we fucking talking about today? We're answering questions.
We're sure as let's fuck answering questions. Okay. And these are not advice.
I bully people in this fucking thing.
They're
you
not
see?
Advice questions.
No.
These are not specific. These are not specifically for us or specifically about any specific situations that you caught yourself in. I'm not gonna help you out of any situation
until
well you ask,
well, you
which
asked.
Is every 10 on the 5. So
but today there
but
will
today,
be no help.
This is a
Q&A
situations, which is just questions.
This is what I said. I asked it on our Instagram again. If you're not following our Instagram, what the fuck are you doing? And I Can Explain Podcast. Also, make sure to rate us 5 stars wherever you're listening. 5 stars only. Like, follow, subscribe. It's just irritating, these people still out here listening and not following.
It's just
and
like
it's crazy.
Really. So audacious.
And they don't get to ask us questions about ourselves.
They could technically ask a question and not be following. which is really haunting.
No, that's fucked. No, that's like serial killer shit. Like if you are like, oh, the 10 on the 10's coming.
Yeah. I got to check in. I got to do my rounds.
But I'm not going to follow.
I'm not going to toss a follow.
I should start checking these question people.
You should.
Follow
we should,
also.
Cross-reference for we sure. Should. Yeah.
I put it up. I put the story up for Q&A. And I said, ask us questions about us in capitals or the podcast in capitals. Not advice. We are exhausted. Which is all true.
It's just like.
People out here. Seriously. Get a fucking therapist.
We should have been celebrated for Mother's Day because we just mother so much.
We do. We do. Know? Okay, I'm just going to start from the bottom. We'll work on our way up because there's actually a lot of really good questions today.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to answer probably three of them.
So we'll get through three of these 50 questions. Okay. This is a rapid fire one. What's your go-to drink?
I need more specifics.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Is it an American drink or is it a Canadian drink?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I got to tell you a story. See, this is how it starts. This is how it starts. A simple question. I still haven't given you your fucking gift, by the way.
That I has know. To, I think because I filled that. You with so much rage.
I still have it in my place. I'm literally in Las Vegas and I text a group chat that is called the Bussy Cat Dolls, named by I forget if it was you or Carson who named it, but it's so funny because every time I'm like this chat pops up on my phone, I'm like, why am I in the Bussy Cat Dolls? Like it's just
you're our Nicole. That's why.
This is what you get as a lesbian for being friends with gays. You get in group chats called the Bussy Cat Dolls and you just can't get out and you don't realize where it started.
How many laughs come from that group though?
That's true. So I text the Bussy Cat Dolls and I'm like, hey girlies.
Hey bussies.
Yeah, hey bussies. I'm in Vegas. I have a gift idea I want to give you. It's a shirt. What's your shirt size? Carson right away is like size large or like whatever size he said. Fucking Sean. Like, you can't do anything with this guy. Literally, it's 21 questions constantly. Like, life is your 21 questions. It's like, okay, well, I'm just wondering, like, what's the fit of this t-shirt? Like, is it a unisex tee? Is it a, like, men's t-shirt? Is it, like, American sizing? Is it, like, I'm like... Are you fucking kidding me? I forget. You asked one more question too. I forget if it was like, you were like, well, where are we wearing this? Is it like a for casual tee? I'm like, what's your damn shirt size?
I needed to know. That's living life with anxiety.
I literally almost just walked out. I was almost like,
you're like,
fuck
I almost
this.
Punched the vendor. Literally. Unrelated act of violence.
Literally. They got it from me. But I got the gift. So maybe that'll be the big reveal on another future podcast.
Is it podcast friendly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's podcast friendly for sure. Okay. What do you think? I just got you like a shirt that says like Big Dicks Are Us or something. Like,
oh, I was texting the Bussy Cat Dolls. Yeah. I fucking do think you would do that. Fine. I guess I don't need more information. But I'm like, is it a cocktail? Is it a beer? Jesus Christ. I feel like we've answered this before. Yeah. My quick highball, bar rail, as some people call them. There's some other
the fuck's a bar rail.
Also people in, cause it's like on the bar rail.
I don't think
we've
answered this. Bar rail isn't a drink. It's the name of the thing.
It's like a highball.
Okay. Got it.
Is a whiskey ginger, but okay. I like cocktails too.
Okay. For me, it's red wine or, really lately vodka martinis, but it has to be Kettle One. And it has to be with olives.
Kettle One, dirty. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why. Kettle One's the best for me. I've tried all sorts and
really?
It's the best.
Okay.
Yeah. Now it's to the point when I go to a restaurant and say, can I get a Kettle One martini? And they say, we don't have Kettle One, but we have like Grey Goose or something else. I leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very dramatic.
Grey Goose? I would never.
Or they'll like suggest something that's like higher end. Mm. And I'm like, no.
Like Grey Goose.
Yeah. I'm like, it's Kettle One or bust for me. I don't know what it is. I like it.
Sure.
It's good. Okay. So as you can see, we're getting these questions really
this one's
quickly.
Rapid fire.
Fuck. This is actually probably a good time for me to do the tech before it fails. We've been failing a lot lately, so.
That's true. Tech-wise, life-wise.
Let's try and prevent failure. Okay. So Hey, Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Next up, we have, would you host a Vancouver queer meet and greet?
Probably not.
I'm gonna pee my pants. I'm literally gonna pee my pants. No, I'm literally clenching.
Next question.
Probably not. But honestly, that's your truth.
That is my truth. And this, it just, it, I'm like, we're so different.
Yeah.
We're just, I love meeting. I would say I'm like a people person.
Yeah.
But I get overwhelmed so easily.
Right.
And I like meeting listeners while we're out and things like that. But yeah, like that, the thought
of like organizing it
and like and then people the maybe not showing up, yeah, and like, yeah, having it all about like me, like I would spiral for sure.
That's so fair. And I similarly feel the same way. Like I'm so down to meet people when I'm out, or like if I'm guesting, mm-hmm, on like someone else's event, like we'll get into it in future podcasts, but I just was able to guest on Ashley Gavin's event when she was here. I did like another podcast recording and it was really fun because different people came out or recognized me or like chatted and whatever, and that was awesome. But like the anxiety of setting something up personally, yeah, and then like it's just us in a park.
Like, okay, a good example is like you did a live, yeah, podcast in Vancouver, mm-hmm, and I wasn't invited to do it, which is like funny because I'm obviously like the comedy of the show.
Right,
so
yeah,
you would probably want to choose like the funny one to do it. But I'm so happy I wasn't asked because I would have just been like a ball of stress the whole time. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's not like your jam, I don't think.
Yeah. So yeah, probably that's not. Fair.
Probably not. I just love the no explanation. Just probably not. I will say though, I do actually have some cool stuff. Speaking of being more collaborative, Coming Nobody's up for speaking Pride. Of that. Fuck me. Well, I was speaking of that. So speaking of myself, speaking okay. about collaboration, yeah. And not only in Vancouver, but other cities. If you click the link in my bio, join my text list and I will send you a text other when I'm in your cities. Area. What's your fucking issue? What?
You know what my fucking issue is.
What's wrong with
is,
me saying
bitch.
Other cities?
You know what my issue what? Is. Nothing.
What?
We'll get into it when you talk about your other cities.
Okay. Okay. Sean's got an issue with some other cities. We're going to find out later. Okay. If you were trapped in a musical for 6 months, what musical would it be and why?
I don't know enough musicals to know what would be. I know which one I wouldn't want to be in.
Les Mis.
I was thinking Cats. But Les Mis for different reasons.
Right.
Les Mis, I wouldn't want to be for like depressing. And Cats, I wouldn't want to be for like annoying.
For like being a cat? Yeah. Or dealing with everyone else being a cat.
Oh, I wouldn't also. If I was a cat, I guess I wouldn't have like cat allergies too. Like I just pictured me getting stuck in Cats the musical and just being like,
you're the only human
allergic.
And they're all just like life size yeah. cats.
And they're like calamity and all, whatever.
Originally, my first thought was Kinky Boots, but then I thought, I'm just going to have to make shoes for like 6 months. It's just like a shoe factory. And
is
I don't want to do that.
What Kinky Boots is about?
Yeah, it's the Kinky Boots. It's this okay. Kinky Boots is about, there's this dying shoe factory, okay? It's like an old school shoe factory. And then this drag queen comes in and says there's a gap in the market for boots with really strong heels for drag performers to wear.
Okay.
Okay? So you should...
Should have been called like sturdy boots then. Sturdy boots. Because they're not really that kinky.
So you should... revamp your dying business with this new boot type. So from right. very like workers run-of-the-mill boots to these kinky boots that are like thigh high sparkly red boots.
Wow, I had no idea that's what that was about.
Yeah, but then it was like all the people like against it and for it because of their like the homophobia and like da 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 da. And then they revamp it and then it's like yay, everyone's wearing kinky boots.
I know what musical I'd want to stay in.
What?
Mamma Mia, obviously. You get to be in Greece.
Oh, that is the best answer.
And Meryl Streep is there, and it's ABBA.
Oh,
I could literally
so true.
Never
the best
get tired
answer.
Of the Mamma Mia soundtrack. So that's, oh God,
that's
I think
so
the only
true.
Answer.
That is so true.
Yeah, and you're not a fucking cat.
I also want to be stuck in Wicked, but then like I'm a witch that's like trying to be killed. But I just want to like fuck Glinda and Elphaba. So
I also feel like if you were stuck in Wicked and you weren't one of the main two, it would just be kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's all about them all
it's
the time.
It's all about them. Oh, and it's like, you're just God. Sisters. Like, chill out, babe.
True.
Talk it out, you know?
Have a chat.
Yeah.
Have a fucking chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well.
Also, besides that, a lot of musicals are kind of sad.
I know. The more I think about it, like, musicals keep popping in my mind, and they're, like, all depressing.
It's like Rent. No.
No. Like, no. Just want to be stuck in like a hellhole where you can't
or
pay
I'd
rent?
Want to be in Dear Evan Hansen so I could just really break his arm. You know?
Did you just hate crime Dear Evan Hansen? What the fuck are you talking about? Why do you want to really break his arm?
Because he's annoying. Also,
he did break his arm.
Oh,
he didn't
yeah.
fake his
well,
arm
he,
break.
He's that. I'm gonna re-break his arm.
I thought you meant like I'm gonna really break it. Like he only had a
yeah,
minor
he only
fracture.
Had a hairline fracture. He's going to have no arm when I'm done with him.
I love Dear Evan Hansen.
He's
what's
a piece
wrong
of
with
shit.
You?
That's what's...
How is he a piece of shit?
It doesn't really pass a lot of good tests in this
in day, this
day
and
age.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm on Dear Evan Hansen's side.
Or I would
Versus
like
his
to be
just
in,
Evan Hansen.
In Evan Hansen's court so I could expose him for being like 40.
I let the record show that I am an Evan Hansen fan.
All the records are waiting.
Would you ever date someone with the same name as you?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
I would actually maybe specifically only date people with the same name as me.
It's a new thing in your like social media yeah. or social media, social dating profiles.
only
Sean's only. But would you do the other spelling? S-H-A-W-N?
No.
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 I love your concise answers.
Me and
today.
My dad were talking about the sheer number of Sean's there are, though.
I've never met another Sean. I've met another woman,
wise.
Sean.
Spelling wise.
Oh, really? What are the other ones?
S-E-A-N, okay. S-H-A-W-N, S-H-A-U-N, S-H-A-U-G-H-N, S-I-A-N. And I think there's one more.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about C-N.
Mm-hmm.
S-I-N.
C-N instead of scene, you know?
Scene, yeah. Okay.
Irish people have a lot of fucking nerve. I'll say that. I'll say that.
Let the record show.
That does not make Sean. That does not make Niamh.
Okay, Niamh is a...
What are we doing
what
here?
What is happening here?
Like...
I called someone online Niamh for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Like out loud, whenever I like read their name, Niamh.
No,
and then it
they
was
really
Niamh.
Just gave a full middle finger to like how any letters work.
I don't
and I love it.
Do you actually love it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's fun.
Okay. Love that. Well, is it because it's your people or?
I think I have to love
seems
it.
Seems kind
yeah.
of biased. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Believe what you want to believe. Do you watch Eurovision?
No, I also don't understand what Eurovision is. Is it like American Idol, but for Europe?
Yeah. My understanding is like, it's kind of a mix between American Idol and X Factor in that it's not just like a singing competition. Like you can join as a band, you can join as like a solo, but like you're supposed to be the whole package. Like it's not like you can just go up there and Kelly Clarkson it and like be a good singer. Like you
so
have,
you don't think Kelly Clarkson is the whole package?
No. What I'm saying mm-hmm. is on American Idol, it's like they will package you as you go.
Right.
Whereas like, and it's just about like, can you sing songs well? Like they don't necessarily have to come in already branded. Whereas Eurovision, my understanding is that each country puts forward like a star.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it only one? Because I always hear like Sweden.
Yeah, that's
or,
what
like,
I think.
It's only
it
one person representing the whole country.
I think so. I think it'll be like a band or a person or like a girl group or like whatever representing each country. And then they all do this.
But then follow up question. Mm-hmm. The person that just won was mm-hmm. the first female winner to win twice. How do you win twice if you already won?
Wait, they get to do it again?
I don't know. That seems very not American Idol. That would be like American Idol. And then the next season, Kelly Clarkson comes back and all the contestants are
how
like,
how do you get
what
to win
fuck?
Twice?
I don't know.
That seems so unfair. Because also they already have a
about,
fan
like,
base.
Their song, like they're singing like a song. Because it was like she won with this in 2018 or whatever the year was.
Oh, yeah, I think it's like a song for like the country. Like yeah. they write like a song for it. We're going to have to deep dive on this.
We need
this.
A European here.
If anyone understands this, please slide into our DMs.
If anyone in Europe has a vision, we need you.
We need all the visions.
We need your visions.
Okay. Have you ever lived alone? Do you wish you did?
Have I ever lived alone?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Me neither.
Am I about to in 2 weeks? Sure I am.
Oh, yeah. Have we talked about that on the podcast?
I don't know.
Sean's roommate's moving
Everything's
out.
Happened so quickly.
The roommate's gone.
Yeah. Well, not yet. 2 weeks and this bitch is gone.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, this entire podcast, it's been Sean's roommate and there won't be no roommate no more.
I know. It's weird.
Wow.
Now I'm going to say, do you want to come back to mine? Instead of out, not that I wasn't saying that to like a boy, but now that sounds. I used
You're
to
on a date.
Ours?
Ours? You want to go back place? To our place? They're like, have you
no, like
told
with
me
friends,
something?
Even when we were at the brewery, I was like, should we go back to? And I was like, is this still ours?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think honestly, my answer is yes. I do kind of wish that at some point I had lived alone. Like, I think that would have been a cool, interesting learning experience. That said, I also think that that's so easy to say when you don't live in Vancouver or actually deal with the reality of paying like a mortgage or rent on your own. I just don't know if it would have ever been tangible for me. Like, it's not like I didn't live alone because I moved in with partners and then I never got to experience that. Like, even if I hadn't done that, I would have lived with friends or roommates.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that that would have ever been in the path for me. But here you are.
Forging my own path with no money. It's going to be great.
It's fucking crazy. Okay. Next up, Brie, will you do more stand-up? Bestie and I went to Ash's first Vancouver show and missed your moment. Okay, to fill everyone in very quickly, Ashley Gavin gave me a one-day notice. I met her for the first time in person. We were chatting. She was like, you're funny in person too, which I guess some people aren't. And then she's read my jokes before because I've written jokes before. And she was like, you should totally open for me tomorrow night. And I was like, you're fucking crazy. Not a chance, not doing it. And then long story short, I'll tell it another time or I'll tell it somewhere else. I ended up doing it because I'm fucking crazy. And I opened for her, did a 5-minute set. First time ever doing stand up to a sold out crowd of 500 people. It was scary as shit, but I did it. And I'm proud of myself for doing it. It was really sweet because I got a lot of DMs afterwards from people that were at the second show when I did it saying that they enjoyed it, which is great because it was a very scary thing to do. And then I got a lot of DMs from people that were at her first show because she's iconic. Cursing you out. Literally.
Yeah.
And she sold out 2 back-to-back shows at the Rio. So there was a 7 p.m. and a 9 p.m. And as soon as they saw me posting that I did the 9 p.m. show, she was getting DMs. I was getting DMs. People were getting DMs being like, wait, why didn't she do the first show? Like, whatever. And the irony is they don't even know what they're missing. So it actually could be a gift that I wasn't in the first show.
Yeah, but even if it bombed, it's like fun to experience that.
That's true. Yeah. It's like it's a bonus. It's like a fun surprise guest.
I would say if somebody follows you and is like a fan of yours in any sense,
yeah,
they're going to want to see it either way.
That's true. They're either going to want to laugh or they're going to be like, oh my God, did you see Brianne Williamson do that?
They want to laugh with you or at you.
That's true. So that's very true.
Yeah.
So yeah, to answer your other question, well, first, bummer that you were at the first, not the second show. That sounded fucked up, but like, you know what
bummer.
I mean? Like, to answer your question, I haven't even thought about doing stand-up again. It's not on my radar. It's not like I did it and I was like, where's the next open mic? But if I ever do it again, I will send it out on my text list. So link in my bio. It's not off the table, but I think it would be a per situation thing. Like, I'm not going to start hustling out here.
Right.
To like get stand-up.
You hustle? That'd be crazy.
I got enough things to hustle about right now. Yeah, but like, if someone...
Maybe focus on your fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly. But if someone came up to me and was like... That's seeming like they'd come up to me in the streets or something. But if someone approached me in the same way Ash did, I'd probably be more willing to say yes.
Right.
I'll say that. Or it's like another potential thing in my arsenal. Like, if I host something, I might throw in a few jokes instead of just trying to stay to the niche.
Yeah.
So, you know.
This just reminded me of have you seen that TikTok account of that girl that just calls men and gaslights them into thinking that they've met some woman named Francesca Stugat?
No.
I watched like 2 hours of this content.
Oh. Anyways, my God.
One of the comments in one of the videos was like, being an extrovert must be so fun. Like, look at all the things you can do. And that's like, sometimes like,
yeah,
you're not even a full extrovert,
no, yeah,
but sometimes when I hear you like talk about these, yeah, things, I'm like, that would be fun. Not for me, but that would be fun. You should watch, yeah, this TikTok.
I should watch though. It.
It's literally the funniest thing ever. She just calls people, give her information about men.
Oh, so she calls.
And she calls on like, says we met on a night that they were out and goes into like a whole like, you were talking about like how you work for your dad's company,
oh,
and like,
God,
this whole thing, and most of them just eventually like go along with
are
it,
like, okay,
and she's, sure, always Francesca Stugat.
Wow.
She
love
has
Francesca.
Long brown hair, big boobs, and a tiny waist. That's how she describes herself to the men.
And the fact that they even keep talking thinking that's a regular person,
yeah,
after hearing a line.
And she has
like
a whole story. She goes to University of Miami. She has a food prepping business.
I can't. This is amazing. I fucking love that for her.
I love it. Men are so stupid.
Yeah, wow. Seriously, true. Love our male listeners, though. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
We're not talking about you. Are you planning on having kids when? I feel like we've answered this before. I would eventually love to have kids, but it's not on the cards right now.
No. Next.
Next. Do y'all ever feel pressured to party and celebrate during Pride Month?
Do I personally? No.
Yeah.
But I can see how it would be a very like high intensity pressure situation for people that don't enjoy it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I don't feel pressured because I don't like, I like going out and doing things like that. Uh-huh. And I feel like pride is like such a little flash in the pan.
Yeah.
But for somebody who's like trying to stay sober or trying, you know, a super introverted person, like it can be
overwhelming. Yeah, totally. I agree. I mean, I think pride has gotten better in the sense that like there's more options. So I know like Vancouver last year, I saw at least a couple like sober pride events, which I thought was really cool and awesome because I think it's a shame that people feel like in order to celebrate their queerness and be a part of something, they have to be in spaces that maybe don't fit for them, whether they're sober or whether they just don't like loud clubs or whether, you know, it's nice to see more options out there. But I definitely do think that the basic understanding is that you're going to be in like big crowds. It's going to be very loud. It's overwhelming. So I totally understand why people would feel pressured to be a part of that, because pride has this extra weight to it where it's like, it's where you go when you feel comfortable with yourself and you want to be like out and proud and you want to celebrate yourself. But like people celebrate in different ways.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that go with it. Like it's fun to celebrate with your friends, but there's the weird like portrayal of body image and there's so many layers to it, especially as a gay man, that it is like, overwhelming for totally. Sure. And I do sometimes feel pressured to party on like day three.
That's true.
For like an hour, and then I kind of get back in it. Yeah. But when you wake up and it's like you're a few days in and you're trying to get that last day
and you got those tickets and you're like,
that's a pressure.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, personally, I don't feel pressure just because I fucking live for that shit, but I understand why a lot of people would. Yeah. Or a lot of people would just be like, I'm just going to dip out and go like camping this weekend.
My answer is also very different than if my pride was planned like yours. If my pride was planned like yours, I would hate it.
Yeah, mine's but like I'm a not full even here this pride, fucking so. Schedule. Yeah, that's true. Damn. Okay.
Pressure? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I'm at a wedding.
You know what? I think that's a good place to end it. Do you?
Sure.
I think we should do a part two.
Okay.
There's so many good questions that I think we should wrap it up here.
Okay.
And then next week's going to be a part two.
Sure.
Because I'm having fun. Are you having fucking fun? I'm having a good fucking
Probably not.
Time. Oh. Probably not.
Just kidding.
Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, like. Seriously, if you're not following or fucking subscribed, it is so irritating to me. It costs you zero. It does nothing different for you other than just like put some good juju out to us for this free podcast. If you don't want it to be free, you can become a patron, which is even cooler because you're giving us money, which honestly is the reason we can do this. And you can get all the episodes on video. You can see what Melissa sent us.
Literally. And also you can help me stay in the home that we record this in.
Exactly, because it's the times are getting tight for Sean over here.
Truly.
And you can also follow us on social media, TikTok and Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast for fun clips and polls and ask us questions for episodes like this. And you can click the link in our bio to become a patron or purchase our merch. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood. Yahoo!